This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, I am so unreasonably excited for tonight's show, so allow me to prepare you with some programming notes for what you are in store for. And that rhymed, and that was great. I didn't even do it on purpose. Don't shake your head, Chris. We are going to discuss Trump's comments today about deportations, about legal immigration versus illegal immigration, about allowing Chinese students to stay. We're going to discuss those because you apparently have some problems with them, and I'm going to talk about that. Yes, I'm going to get to that. We're going to discuss other things. You see, we're going to talk about Republicans doing some campaigning from the House of Representatives, Democrats trying to thread the needle with middle America and the crazies. Another Democrat, a United States senator, gets himself arrested. We'll talk about the performative nonsense that is, the beating heart of the Democrat Party. But I'm not even as excited about all that stuff as I am about hour two. Because at the start of hour two, I've decided I'm done talking about riots for a night. We're doing some history. I don't know how long it will go. I truly doubt I will finish it in an hour. I'll try, but I don't know. We're going to do some history tonight. Alexander the Great War. It's going to be awesome. And tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So get your questions emailed in right now to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Okay. So a lot of people are angry at Donald Trump today. Who are those people? I mean, I have a bunch of emails, a lot of them like this. Dear Oracle, I saw Trump's post this morning regarding illegals working on farms and in hotels. It shows how much further we have to go. Any business owner knowingly employing illegals should be arrested for committing crimes against his countrymen. Now more than ever, I believe you when you say America will elect a right-wing dictator. So, okay, in case you're wondering what he said, what Donald Trump said publicly, this is what he said. Quote, our great farmers and people in the hotel and leisure business have been stating that our very aggressive policy on immigration is taking very good long-time workers away from them, with those jobs being almost impossible to replace. In many cases, the criminals allowed into the country by the very stupid Biden open borders policy are applying for those jobs. This is not good. We must protect our farmers, but get the criminals out of the USA. Changes are coming. Okay. He verbalized that at a press conference today. Here he was.
If you look today, I put out a statement today about farmers. Our farmers are being hurt badly by, you know, they have very good workers. They've worked for them for 20 years. They're not citizens, but they've turned out to be, you know, great. And we're going to have to do something about that. We can't take farmers and take all their people and send them back because they don't have maybe what they're supposed to have, maybe not. And you know what's going to happen and what is happening? They get rid of some of the people because, you know, you go into a farm and you look and people don't, they've been there for 20, 25 years and they've worked great and the owner of the farm loves them and everything else. And then you're supposed to throw them out. And you know what happens? They end up hiring the people, the criminals that have come in, the murderers from prisons and everything else. So we're going to have an order on that pretty soon, I think. We can't do that to our farmers and leisure, too, hotels. We're going to have to use a lot of common sense on that.
Okay. That actually pairs well, apparently it was one of those days, with comments Trump made today about China. You remember, this is probably last week, the week before, Marco Rubio and Trump were making a lot of noise about how we're getting rid of these Chinese student visas. Chinese students are going to have to go. They've got to go. We're done with all this. And then, Yesterday, they announced that they've struck some kind of a deal with China and that the Chinese students get to stay. And Trump said this today.
Look, I've always been in favor of students coming in from other countries. That includes China. And we have 500,000 Chinese students coming in. I've always been in favor of it. Does it mean that you have to watch people? Yeah, you have to watch students, but you have to watch other people also. I've always been strongly in favor of it. I think it's a great thing. It's also, it's good for our schools. It's good for, I think it's good for our country. I'm also in favor of having them stay. I've been in favor of letting them stay. If you get educated for 4 years, you're willing to get educated for 4 years. I like people being able to stay. You know, they have some great students. Yeah.
Okay. If you are an immigration hawk, and all the way hawk, these kind of comments have you getting ready to blow a gasket. And full disclosure, anyone who's been listening for a while knows this, I am an immigration hawk, to put it mildly. And when I say hawk, here's what I mean. Because a lot of people like to pretend to be that because it helps you get elected and things like that. When I say immigration hawk, I'm talking about the kind of person who believes a country should do anything and everything to secure its borders and stop illegals from coming in. But wait a minute, that's just one part of it. Another part of it, part two, that's part one. Part one's securing the border. There's more to being an immigration hawk. Part two is mass deportation of every illegal in the country. If you are here illegally, man, woman, child, criminal record from Guatemala, or not at all, if you are here in the country illegally, an immigration hawk, a tried and true immigration hawk like me, wants you arrested and deported immediately. But wait, there's more. One more. It takes three things to be a true immigration hawk. And I'm not saying you have to be one. Maybe you disagree on this, but if someone tells me they're an immigration hawk, I expect these three things. The third one is legal immigration restrictions. A lot of them. Oh, I'm not against all forms of legal immigration, of course, but the mass importation of foreigners doesn't magically become wonderful just because some politician makes it legal. That's how you wreck your culture. People can come here. It should be hard. It should take a long time. It should never happen en masse. Hey, let's get 50,000 people from Somalia. That'll be enriching. No, it wasn't. Bad idea. A true immigration hawk believes in securing the border, deporting illegals, and restrictions on legal immigration. That's what a true immigration hawk believes. And again, I'm not saying that you have to be one, but if you tell me that's what you are, that's what I expect out of you. Now, let's discuss Donald Trump's comments today. We are going to discuss this with some nuance, not because I'm trying to be nuanced. After all, it's me. I'm about as nuanced as a sledgehammer, but because the situation here is nuanced for a variety of different reasons. And we're going to discuss all of this, and then we'll do some more politics, and then you can kick back and put your feet up and we'll talk about Alexander the Great. Deal? Okay. First, Donald Trump is not an immigration hawk. Allow me to explain. We on the right, we have been underserved. Anyone who believes in immigration hawkishness has been underserved by the Republican Party for ages. Ages. Bunch of amnesty-loving, open borders weenies. Therefore, whenever a Republican, whoever they are, a governor, a senator, Donald Trump himself, whenever a Republican starts speaking tough and speaking plainly about immigration, we fall in love really, really fast. Really fast. It's like when you're on deployment in the Marines and you haven't seen a woman for 6 months and you get to go visit an Air Force base, and out around the corner comes this manatee, and it's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen in your life. Why? Because you've been starved of female attention and affection for 6 months. Anything that's a woman looks good. The exact same thing happens with Republican voters. We have been screwed so many times by so many of our reps and so many of our presidents over and over and over again. The second Donald Trump comes down an escalator and says, Mexico's not sending their best. These are a bunch of dirtballs and drug dealers and things like that. We sit back and say, oh, gosh, finally, someone's speaking my language. And we wrap our arms around them and we say, look, I finally have my immigration hawk. But there's what you want, and then there's reality. Now let's discuss reality. Before we discuss reality, let me discuss cooking meat perfectly every single time. It is expensive. Meat, I mean. Meat is expensive. And I don't know that that's going to change anytime soon. So, look, did I tell you? I've told you before that we stopped buying pork chops, Ab and I. We ruined them 2 or 3 times. We got so exasperated by the whole thing, we don't buy them anymore. They're expensive. Yeah, we can buy them again now because I have an IQ sense from Chefman, from Chef IQ. A wireless cooking thermometer that hooks up to an app in your phone. It has recipes on it, by the way. You can put in the app whatever you're cooking. Or not. I don't actually even use that function. What I do, I set the temperature on my phone, and I never look again. Pork chops done perfectly every time. Brisket, chicken, steaks, grill, smoker, perfect every time. You can never miss. Go to chefiq.com and use the code Jesse at checkout. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday as we churn through the week. In case you're just now joining us, we're discussing Donald Trump's comments today on legal immigration, on the illegals that are working for farms, that are working for, you mentioned the leisure industry, that are working for hotels, and I am explaining what's going on. I'm talking about these comments.
If you look today, I put out a statement today about farmers. Our farmers are being hurt badly by... You know, they have very good workers. They've worked for them for 20 years. They're not citizens.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into the whole thing again. He says, hey, we have to figure something out. We're going to be doing something soon. So these illegals who've been here for a long time can stay. Immigration hawks, if you are one, you're mad. If you're not, you don't care. If you're an immigration hawk, you're mad. So I'm explaining. We've been underserved as Republican voters by the GOP forever when it comes to illegal immigration. Donald Trump has spoken our language on illegal immigration. So Donald Trump, what has happened is people see what they want to see. It's human nature. We all see what we want to see, especially with people we like, people we love even. We do it with spouses. We do it with our children. We do it with, when you love something, you tend to see it in the light you want to see it in and not always in reality. Donald Trump is not now, nor has he ever been, an immigration hawk in the sense of the word I described before. He is a border hawk, and he should be applauded for that. He is somebody who believes in stopping the flow of illegal immigration. He has done so in his first 4 years. He did it, and he did it immediately after taking over this 4 years. He believes in one of the three right there, border security. On to the second part of it. Remember, there's three things: border security, deporting illegals, restricting legal immigration. When it comes to border security, he's an A-plus dynamite and should be applauded for it. Now, number two, deporting illegals. He's not an A-plus. He's a B-plus. Meaning Donald Trump wants the murderers, the rapists, the gang members rounded up and deported. And to his credit, he has expanded on that. Friends, family members, he is sending ICE, and he deserves all the credit in the world for this. He is sending ICE onto construction sites. He's sending ICE into workplaces, and he's rounding up illegals as fast as he can round them up, and he's deporting them. But the reason he's a B-plus and not an A-plus is, well, I mean, if you've been here for a while, it's okay. Now, you may agree with him on that, by the way, but I'm explaining what he actually is, not what you want him to be, not what I want him to be. We're here to discuss reality. No more mommy time. It's daddy time. He's A-plus on the border security. He's a B-plus on deporting illegals. And look, let's pause for a second if we have to defend him. Sorry, but I'm in a great mood. I'm going to defend him. B-plus is better than we've had for a long time. Now, when it comes to legal immigration, Donald Trump is a D. Maybe even an F. If you're an immigration hawk, he does not agree with you on that. He has had, look, people are mad about the things he said today about he wants more Chinese students here. He wants the farm illegals to stay. He wants this. Donald Trump has a long history of public comments where he has said these things before. He's talked about granting citizenship when you graduate college. He's talked about more H-1B visas, which are not these super heady, technologically advanced visas, not at all. If you want a restriction, want restrictions on legal immigration, Donald Trump does not agree with you. People pretend he does because he's pretty good on the other two aspects of it, but he's never been that guy. We pretended, or maybe you pretended, maybe you didn't, but he's never been that guy. And the reason when I heard him say that today, I didn't get outraged, even though I disagree with him. I didn't get outraged because I never thought he was that guy. I never projected my beliefs onto Donald Trump, my beliefs on legal immigration and how it should be handled. I never projected those onto him. I know what his are. I know what mine are. We differ on that. He's pretty good on the other two. Therefore, I like it so far. Now, I was not trying to offer an excuse. I really genuinely wasn't. I was simply explaining how Donald Trump actually looks at immigration, legal and illegal. And the reason I was explaining it is, well, just like I said, people project. It's human nature to project. Trump's our guy, make America great again. He's saving the country. So you take all your hopes and dreams and you dump them in Donald Trump's lap. And then you say, wow, look, he shares my hopes and dreams. No, you put him there. He didn't ask for them. That said, that wasn't making an excuse. That was stating an obvious fact. Allow me to offer a bit of an explanation. Maybe you're sitting there squirming in your chair. Allow me to offer an explanation that's a little bit more in depth, and then maybe we'll do a couple other things before history, all right? Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday, reminding you that Fridays on the Jesse Kelly Show belong to you. You can email your questions in all 3 hours. I answer whatever you email in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Doesn't have to be political. Fridays are always a wild, really good time here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, back to, we already discussed Trump and immigration hawks and his comments today about the farm and leisure industry. All right. Let's expand this a little bit more. Hey, Chris, if you don't mind, grab that student visa, the Chinese student visa comments Trump made today. This will come back to the illegal immigration talk. Just stay with me on something. Just before you play these, remember that we are fresh off the heels of a lot of tough talk from the Trump administration, Rubio and these guys, about Chinese students, Chinese student visas, that these things, hey, that we're kicking out these Chinese students. China uses these students for espionage, which they do. And, you know, that was what they were telling us, which anyone who knows that's true. China's using these for espionage. We're canceling these Chinese student visas. We've had enough of this stuff. And then Trump gets up today and says this.
I've always been in favor of students coming in from other countries. That includes China. And we have 500,000 Chinese students coming in. I've always been in favor of it. Does it mean you... that you have to watch people? Yeah, you have to watch students, but you have to watch other people also. I've always been strongly in favor of it. I think it's a great thing. It's also, it's good for our schools. It's good for, I think it's good for our country.
We got it. Every immigration hawk or somebody concerned about China or Chinese espionage is sitting there wincing. And so I am not going to offer an excuse, but I am going to offer an explanation, if you will. China. Remember we discussed the London negotiations that just happened with China? Trump sent his big boy envoys, the ones he clearly trusts and relies upon, guys like Howard Lutnick, sent them over to neutral territory in London, where they sat down with China to work out some sort of a deal, or start working out some sort of a deal. And I know this sounds like I'm changing the subject. Believe me, I'm not. This is all going to come back together, so stay with me. Let's discuss again what the situation is. The situation is the Trump administration, Trump's people, they have said repeatedly that they want to reshore America's manufacturing. They want to bring manufacturing back here and take it away from China. That's what they've said. China, vice versa, their entire economy rests on manufacturing everything. So Trump's stated goals of reshoring American manufacturing, when he says that, he might as well come out and say, what I want is to destroy the Chinese economy. That's how cross-purpose those two goals are, okay? You with me still? That's the setup. And we reached a real nasty impasse with China. Howard Lutnick, Trump's guys, they go over there, they come back and say, woohoo, we have kind of a deal, at least the start of a deal, but in the very least, hostilities have ceased. And voila, the next day, Donald Trump gets up and announces that he loves all these Chinese students. He's just really happy that they're all here and they should all come and go to Harvard. And all what's going on? Donald Trump, for any desires he may have of reshoring American manufacturing and making trade more even and whatnot, he is still a president and not a king. A president and not a king. And frankly, even kings, most of them, their power was limited. But let's focus on what we're talking about here. He's not a king. He can have all the desires he wants about American manufacturing and American workers and more fair trade. And he can want a million different things. He is, however, limited. There is a ceiling on just how much of it he can get done because the powers of the presidency are limited. Therefore, you can get out there on the campaign trail and you can say things like, we're going to bring all this manufacturing back and we're going to take it to China. But reality has a way of smacking around campaign promises, because here's reality. When Donald Trump first started hammering China with these tariffs a little bit ago, remember that little dip in the stock market? Remember the mass panic? Everybody picked up their phone and checked their 401k and then freaked out and called their mother. Remember all that? What was that? Let me tell you what it was. That was the global financial system putting, I'm going to say this in a way that might offend you. Remember, if you're offended, I don't give a crap. That was the global financial system putting Donald Trump in his place. That was the global financial system telling Donald Trump, You may be the most powerful person on the planet. You may be the president of the United States of America. You don't get to upset the apple cart for how the world's finances run. That was the global financial system saying, hey, mister, not so fast and not so far. You better slow down. And you notice 30 seconds after that, hey, we got a 90-day truce with China while we work things out. You can want to reshore manufacturing. You can want to make things here. You can want all the right things. You can have the right goals in mind. But you are still, as a president, as any elected political leader in this country, you are still confined by the system, by the political system, by our current laws, by the financial system, by the system that has been put into place over years and years and years, a system that you now have to work with, whether or not you like that system or dislike that system. If I am made the head basketball coach of the local school, of the local high school, and I promise people when they hire me, when they're thinking about hiring me, I'm going to go win a state championship in the first year. Just hire me. Coach Kelly will take you to the promised land. We're going to win a state championship. I give you my word. And then I take over the team and I find out it's a bunch of 5'6" white kids who can't run and can't jump and aren't very good at basketball. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter if I'm Bobby Knight and John Wooden all rolled up into one. It doesn't matter how much I want to win that state championship, and I do want to win that state championship, and I'm going to bust my butt to make sure it happens. We're not going to win the state championship. Not with a bunch of 5'6" white kids. It's not going to happen. What, Chris? Is that offensive? Is it? I didn't mean it to be. Everyone knows what I mean. The presidency, its powers are limited. Now that brought me back to the discussion of why all this talk today? Why this public announcement? Why did we wake up and we're seeing Donald Trump? Our great farmers and people in hotel and leisure have been stating our very aggressive policy on immigration is taking a very good long-time workers away from them, and those jobs are impossible to replace. In fact, the criminals are getting hired, which is kind of bullcrap, but still. Why did we wake up to this? Well, that's going to bring us right back to the conversation we just had about the limits of the powers of the presidency. I'll finish this up in a moment. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You're lucky I just didn't let that song play. I'll tell you that right now. On a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you could download the whole thing. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now let's round out this long discussion about what Trump said about the illegal farm workers and hotel workers and all the other stuff. And then we're walking away from politics. I'm about rioted out. I'm politicsed out for the day. We're about to go talk about some Alexander the Great. I take that back. In the final hour, we'll probably come back and do some more politics. But just a warning. Consider this your warning now. I'm about to divert right off of politics and everything else. And I'm going deep into history. About 10 minutes from now, I don't know when I'm pulling out again. So there you go. I don't know when I'm going to stop talking about that again. I'll put it to you that way. I don't need these looks, Chris. What Donald Trump said about illegal immigration. Farmers. Hotels. Leisure. I've discussed this thing with you before. Let me remind you again that I ran for Congress a couple times in Arizona. I was the Republican nominee for Congress a couple times. And when you're running for Congress, certainly once you earn the Republican nomination, every single area is the same. It doesn't matter what area you're listening to me from. There is a cabal of wealthy Republicans in your area, and they usually know each other, work with each other, and they are considered bundlers. We called them bundlers. The National Republican Party calls them that. The Democrat Party calls them that too. They have their own.
your area has this wealthy cabal of Republican donors who will raise you money to get you elected to the state house or state senate or mayor or Congress or Senate or whatever. And look, if you're running for president, you'll have different pockets of these people in the different areas all across the country. George W. Bush, here's a little tidbit you may not know. George W. Bush had this, and he had a name for them. They were considered, because George W. Bush is a Texan and everyone knows what the Texas Rangers are, they were called Rangers, Bush's Rangers. If you were a wealthy Republican donor who bundled a lot of money for George Bush, I forget what the number was, how much you had to raise, you got the title of Ranger, and I'm sure you also got his cell phone number. That's how it works. Okay, you got it? You with me? Well, I'm running for Congress in Arizona. These Republican donors, almost every one of them, they're business owners. Different kinds of businesses. Hotels. Restaurateurs. I found so fancy when I say that, Chris. Leisure industry. They met with me when they were considering whether or not they were going to support my run for Congress. It was still a primary at the time. And they weren't really interested in my tax stance. They didn't really care whether I was pro-life or kill them all, let God sort them out. They were interested in my stance on illegal immigration. And they were very concerned that I meant the things I was saying back then about deporting every single illegal and securing the border. When they found out I was dead serious about that, they chose to bundle for somebody else. This, by the way, explains why there are so many Republicans in Congress, James Lankford and others, who are so open borders and always end up siding with the Democrats on it. The truth is, money is the lifeblood of politics. You don't get elected to any position without raising some of it. You don't have to raise the most of it. That's a lie. But you've got to raise some. Even at city council, small city council rate, it's going to take some money. You're going to need some to raise some money for mailers and bumper stickers. It takes some money. The wealthy people who support Republicans for president, not all of them at all, so don't think I'm indicting everybody. But many of the wealthy people who support Republicans for president and House and Senate, they are business leaders who rely on immigrant workers to keep the labor costs down. Sometimes those immigrant workers they rely on are legal. Oftentimes they are not legal. Oftentimes at my fancy Republican resort, Jesse Kelly Resort and Spa. Please, come on. We'll spend some time by the pool. Enjoy our 5 restaurants. We'll give your wife a facial. All this kind of thing. Well, I've got 500 employees who work there. 250 of them are illegals. I got them washing the rooms. I got them doing the dishes. I got them cleaning the pool. We're not going to let them give your wife a facial, but you understand what I mean. That's the dirty little secret. And so here is what happened. We'll call this a guess, if you will. Donald Trump's phone has been ringing. When he turned ICE all the way loose, and Tom Homan is a guy, he is an immigration hawk in every sense of the word. Tom Homan will deport his own mother if he finds out she's here illegally. That's why I love him. Tom Homan's been sending ICE on freaking construction sites. Tom Homan will kick in the door of your restaurant and deport everybody there. Donald Trump's phone has been ringing. And not from people like you or people like me. People with large bank accounts who write large checks. Probably people who have done business with Donald Trump many times before have been calling and texting and saying, hey, Mr. President, I got a hotel. I'm trying to keep profitable here. You just deported a bunch of my guys. Now you can say, as I would say, too bad, so sad. But this is what happens when you spend years getting your economy addicted to the drug of illegal immigration. It is a drug. It is an addictive drug. and we are hooked on it as a nation. Getting us off of that drug, it can't happen all at once. Much as I want it to, we're going to have to wean ourselves off of it by electing border hawk after border hawk after border hawk who will take the necessary steps. That's why Donald Trump came out today and said what he said. I know that doesn't ease your anger. I get it. I disagree with him too, but that is what happened. I'm tired of politics. I'm going to talk about history for an hour, maybe more. I don't care. It's my show. If you don't like it, now would be a good time to change the channel because we're about to go back to ancient history, one of the most fascinating sieges I've ever studied in my lifetime. Before we do that, I want you to nominate a veteran. Do you have a veteran or are you a veteran? Do you have a veteran in your life? This means a lot to me. It means a lot to Pure Talk. Allegiance flags are American flags that are made in America. Pure Talk is giving out 1,000 of these to veterans before Independence Day. That gives us less than a month. You have one you'd like to nominate, even yourself? PureTalk.com/nominate. And while you're there, switch your cell phone service that does things like this instead of things like Pride Month. Pure Talk is on the same 5G network. They love this country. They hire Americans. They believe in Made in America. And you're not sacrificing service? You save money? Why wouldn't you switch? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. It's time to talk about Alexander the Great and the Siege of Tyre. Next.